In this bulletin, the federal government justifies its reduction in COVID-19 support payments for workers and businesses. Victoria detects a record number of cases and 5 more fatalities. And in sport, international fans banned from the Winter Olympics at Beijing next year. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. New South Wales has recorded 941 new locally acquired coronavirus cases in the past day and another 6 deaths. The state government has confirmed students will return to on-site learning at school a week earlier than initially planned as well. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the state reached the 70% double dose vaccination level quickly, allowing the earlier start.
This is a safe way of resuming schools, but the staggered approach will remain in place. So the education team have been dealing with the health team for some time now, and whilst we can bring that week forward, the start date forward by a week, which I know is welcome relief to students, teachers and families, the staggered system, the staggered recommencement will still be in place.
And stay-at-home orders in some regional parts of New South Wales are being extended until October the 11th because of the ongoing coronavirus risk. Victoria has detected a record number of daily coronavirus cases, almost 1,500 new infections on Thursday, and 5 more deaths. The state recorded 1,438 locally acquired coronavirus cases from more than 65,000 tests over the past 24 hours. Premier Daniel Andrews says it's more than a 50% increase on Wednesday's daily number, adding that many cases could have been avoided.
Many hundreds of people, perhaps thousands of people indeed, have made some choices that meant they're spending time not in their own home but in someone else's home, and that's how we know this virus spreads.
The federal and state governments are jointly extending financial help for businesses suffering under lockdown for a further 6 weeks. The federal government will cut off financial support for businesses struggling because of coronavirus once certain vaccination targets are met. On Wednesday, the government revealed it will stop COVID-19 disaster payments for workers who lost their jobs once 80% vaccine coverage is reached. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the end of business support measures will depend on when Victoria, New South Wales and the ACT hits vaccine milestones. Moving overseas now, and North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un is accusing the United States of suggesting talks be held without changing what it calls a hostile policy to the country. In a speech on Wednesday, Kim said he was prepared to restore inter-Korean hotlines, but that US military threats haven't changed under President Joe Biden. He criticised the US's offer for a dialogue, calling it a cover, while the US said it reached out to Pyongyang with the aim to dismantle nuclear and missile programs. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi and European Union Representative Josep Borrell have held high-level strategic talks. Both China and the EU have agreed that bilateral exchanges must be based on respect as they put aside differences to address climate change and COVID-19. China says it hopes the most frequent discussions will be held to reduce misjudgments, while the EU says strong relations are high on its agenda. Still overseas, and Italy's Prime Minister Mario Draghi has announced an extraordinary G20 meeting will be held to discuss Afghanistan's humanitarian crisis. It's hoped the talks in October will help to prevent terrorism in Afghanistan, with the Netherlands, Spain and other G20 members to participate. The Taliban overtook Kabul in August when US troops withdrew from Afghanistan, marking an end to the 20-year war. Mr. Draghi says neighbouring countries affected by the Afghanistan situation need to have their voices heard.
First of all, there is a humanitarian urgency. What I keep hearing is that there is humanitarian catastrophe about to unfold because Afghanistan has no support from the rest of the world. Yes, maybe some countries give something, but it is a catastrophe, and I believe it should be the duty of the richest in the world to do something to avoid the humanitarian catastrophe.
The G20 summit is being held in Rome. Let's go to sport now, and international fans will be unable to attend the Winter Olympics in 2022. Only fans from mainland China who meet certain coronavirus criteria will be able to go to the event at Beijing next year. There's no mandatory vaccine policy for competitors, but unvaccinated athletes will have to quarantine for 3 weeks. Let's look at the weather for you at the moment. There's a shower or two in Perth and 23 degrees. It's much the same in Adelaide where it's 18. Possible storm for Melbourne, 19. A few showers in Hobart, 15. Rain with a possible storm and 18 degrees for Canberra. In Wollongong, a shower or two with a possible storm, 24 degrees. Much the same in Sydney, 25. Similar conditions in Newcastle, 26. 25 in Brisbane with a shower or two. Partly cloudy and 31 in Cairns, and it's cloudy as well in Darwin where it's 33 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.